הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
מתרגמים אנחנו נקרא
Translators, we will be reading from the
של תיקון השבירה
the compilation of excerpts of the subject of the correction of the shattering
נראה לי שאנחנו בקטע 22
we're at 22
אין תרגום לאנגלית ב-22.
There's no English translation on that excerpt, so let's go to 20.
הכל אחדות אחד.
Everything is one unity. For in the root, from which Da'at is extended from the world of Bina, there are no division or dispute at all. Indeed, when all the disputes are elevated to the root of the source, to the world of unity, unity is formed over the names of the people of Israel. Let's also read excerpt 16 by Baal HaSulam. Just as the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and such doubts, similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from the Creator. And we're done now with a chapter. We're running into a new chapter. Now, into a new one, let's speak with gratitude of what we went through, what we are continuing on to, and of the privilege of sitting here in the morning lesson.
Well, privilege for the privilege to see the greatness of the friends and the effort and exertion of everyone. It gives you a lot of strength to see how devoted the friends are, how much the friends are willing to go above reason, how much the friends are searching to correct the shattering and unite everything with there is none else besides him, that single source that manages the whole of reality. And now we have another opportunity to enter the lesson together, to soften the heart, to bring the whole world clean side and tune towards the success of the Congress in Europe. Yes, it is great joy because of the revelation of the greatness of the friends in practice, truly, before your eyes, and joy for the overcoming that each one of us will need to do in order to integrate and to try to unite all of his, all of the thoughts and discernments that surface in him opposite the center of the ten, when it is very clear where it is right now. Gratitude for having a place for prayer. Gratitude for having a place for prayer, for having a way to discover the friends and connect. Each morning lesson is another opportunity to discover another aspect of adhesion with the Creator. Yesterday, I was simply so excited, both from seeing in my eyes and also from receiving messages from overseas about the greatness and devotion of the worldwide Bnei Baruch family regarding how to actualize Rav's advice, how to search for the Creator behind any action. And each morning that they arrange for us to sit here with electricity, not always with an air condition, but with electricity and with Rav, and to simply be together and draw the reformic light, it is a privilege that is unparalleled, and I guess it testifies that yesterday we did something relatively okay, so that they're allowing us to have another such day. So with this greatness, we will enter the lesson, thinking about the world Kli. Now we have a vector pointing to Europe and Italy. Let's also read, well, translators, we're going to read 15 from the sources. All the inclination, tendencies, and properties instilled in men with which to serve one's friends, all these tendencies and natural properties are required for the work of the Creator. To begin with, they were created and imprinted in men only because of their final role, the ultimate purpose of men. As it is written, no outcast shall be cast out of him. One needs them all as to complement oneself in the ways of the reception of the abundance and to complete the will of the Creator. This is the meaning of everyone who is called by my name, I have created him in my glory. And also, all that the Lord has worked was for his sake. However, in the meantime, man has been given a whole world to develop and complete all these natural inclinations and qualities in him by engaging in them with people, thus yielding them suitable for their purpose. As it is, as the sages said, one must say, the world was created for me. For all the people in the world are required for a person as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for his work. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one relates to another. The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in men for his sake to begin with. There are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. The one is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But that will be in due time, in its own way, in a floundering manner and after a long time. And then there is the authority of the earth. And when the evolving object is a living being, it suffers horrendous torments under the press of development. development, a press that carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, is comprised of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who can greatly accelerate time, the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Let's think about the friends who are not here physically, enter a silent prayer until the lesson begins. Now, on the way here, I was told by one of the friends who accompanied me here that he doesn't have a very good mood today, that he was expecting some other results from yesterday, and I, in truth, didn't quite understand him. According to our way, we should never expect any result, that I determine that this is how it should be, but rather the work. This is what I need to invest, and to accept, receive any summary, any bottom line, whatever it is, as a great gift, that this is the best possible for me, truly as a gift. Because there is none else besides him, and he is good who does good, and whatever is revealed, I just have to adjust myself to what is revealed, that it is good. And this is how it should be. And there is no other way. And under any circumstances would I have liked to change it, but rather only my perception. This is why it was for me a surprise. How come people are not pleased? The person now told me he revealed that he made some efforts and he wanted something to happen according to how he planned it. Well, good. However, after making the effort, it is forbidden for us to depict some picture of reward, but to the contrary, this is not important. It is like a thread that I have to put into the eye of the needle, just like that, only for work and not for anything else. In such a way, we reach in order to bestow. That's it. This is why it is actually to the opposite. For us, it is the easiest, the most simple, to be in all of the different processes in this world. We make an effort, we get a reward in the next world. There is a reason why there are two worlds. This world is called Malchut, the next world is called Bina. And whatever is revealed in Bina, it is always in the force of bestowal, it seems as the perfect reward. Dudi, yes.
How in this state can you even conduct criticism to see if my actions are good or not? What do you mean, to just take it as it is and that's it?
No, what's with you today? I Of course I criticize, and of course I try to do it as good as I can. But when I do it, I do it for the sake of a certain result, of course. There's no doubt about that. And I try to bring the whole of reality to that form as I depict to myself that it should be. But this is according to my examination, my actions, according to the forces that I invest. Right? And afterwards, after giving everything, I cannot determine what form will the world take on, let's say. I can't. It's not my business. Maybe through my actions I cause some fall. I don't know, I didn't know about it, but I did everything as I understand it and how it should be. What do you have about that? Yes?
Perhaps something from Baal HaSulam, letter 9. I will know the goodness of the Creator with me to divert my heart now and forever, lead it away from hearing the question of the evil one, because I find myself needful today as ever to be as an ox to the load, a donkey to the wheel. All day and night, I will not rest from finding a place in which to give contentment to my Maker. And even on this day, today, it is very pleasant to me to work with great toil, even for 70 years altogether, and without knowing of any success, even all my days, if I simply do this, walk the path which I was commanded to walk, walk all His ways, to adhere to Him, and all that that I heard of.
That from all the path that we've been through, all that is left for us is just the exertion. And no result according to what I was planning will not be accepted, will not be received, will not actualize. No result, specifically. This is actually a nice sign that the work was pure and not in order to receive anything. Okay? Yes?
So, what becomes your reward for this action?
This is exactly the reward that I do the work. I yearn for the exertion to invest an effort to see that all of my prior thought before the exertion was this and that, and the depiction of the reward was this and that, and it ends up being the opposite. It is a sign that I truly reached the right result, that in the beginning of the action I was in state A, and at the end of the action, I'm already in state B. So what appeared to me before as a reward, a prize, a payment, now the reward has changed. For sure, I received the reward. Now I just have to agree with it, accept it, that this is the reward. Meaning, I don't expect a reward in my previous vessels, but rather a reward which is only exertion.
So the very fact that you were given the opportunity to exert, that's your reward?
Yes, yes, of course. I did my part. That's it, now you can check it. I did my effort. And then indeed, apparently, I did it from the bottom of my heart. Now the question is, next time, when you already become smarter, right, and you have to make an effort, and the reward would be to make an effort, and whatever happens, it's not important for you that the form that will be revealed will be even the opposite. That's even better. What are you going to do if you don't forget about it? It will be difficult to do it, and this is precisely the next degree, when you will have to overcome this difficulty. When you have already become wiser, and it's more difficult now to be in the exertion. Now you are in some exertion, like a baby, that you wanted to achieve something, and a baby sweats, and he wants it, you know, like children, the way they want something. And now it is already, well, you have an addition of chokhmah, of wisdom, and you will have to overcome it in order to invest an effort like in the previous time. When you tie your exertion completely with the next form, and later on you receive that next form, and then because you have overcome your wisdom, now you understand the reward in whatever you discover. That it's not just revealed in the opposite form, rather you see how much you have a new kli.
Ken.
Yes.
When you see the greatness of your friends, is that not reward?
Well, this is something else. That too, but not for that purpose. You were doing the work. So, we're just talking about the difference between what was desirable at first and what ended it ended up being later.
I didn't understand, Rav. Why is it that sometimes after physical actions, the Rav conducts criticism?
I'm not criticizing.
Over what happened, or perhaps...
About the fact that the exertion was incomplete. Incorrect, the exertion, but not the outcome. And this also is not everywhere. If we want to reach something on our path, some forms on our path, spiritual forms, then here we have to make a calculation to scrutinize why was this revealed and not that, and how do I correct myself. In that, there are many... Well, we're going to learn it.
Rav, when should we conduct criticism and when shouldn't we, regarding what was, what we did?
We should always have criticism. Always. Why not? It's not that I'm just doing something. But I'm not talking about criticizing the exertion, but rather criticizing the result. The result that I should yearn for is the exertion itself. Because I can never know what is good for me, what is bad for me, and for everyone, and what the Creator wants, and what He intends. I am like a donkey to the load and an ox to the burden. This is the safest, and by this the person becomes just a kli in the hands of the Creator. Or a tool.
The exertion that I make next time, does it need to be aimed towards an outcome?
Yes.
So how will this, how is this sorted out if I get something opposite in response?
Just like now, but in a way that is even more conspicuous, that you were intending for some outcome by yourself, because only a baby can perform actions without intentions, without depicting a reward, what he will get out of it. However, it is all only in order to invest the right intention, directed effort, a correct effort, and then to let go. And the Creator will finish the job for me. This is what we call it.
And what to do with the feeling that you can't let it go? You do want a certain outcome.
That's not good. It's a sign that you inside are still arguing with the Creator, that you disagree with whatever He does.
And how do you work with that?
I can tell you it's a result of the fact that a person, well, think about it more and more, and you will see how much you're entering a territory which is not yours. How can you be determining the state of the world? Nowhere can we do that. We can relate to the present reality only on the condition that I am going to do good to him, and to do good to it. And to do good to it means to ascribe it even more to the Creator. But I ascribe it to the Creator, let's say, and I see that it has become worse, and not better. Well, here you need to correct your perception.
It's just, as you said, if a healthy minded person invests, he does want a return for his investment.
Now, in corporeal life, this it's not how it is. In corporeal life, in that same area, that same level, you have both the plan and the exertion and the reward. There, you have corrections, but they are small. And also we see that each time, as much as we want to do good, it actually becomes the opposite, but not in such a conspicuous way as in spirituality. In spirituality, you're forced, obligated on each and every step to do such a calculation and leave to the Creator what is up to Him, and to leave to yourself just the exertion.
And the desire
because
for results.
All in all, what are all these things for in this imaginary world? In order for you to correct yourself with adhesion to the Creator. That you invest effort and you get a reward in that you are even more adhered to Him. And He changes the pictures for you. He makes it completely the opposite each time. It is considered that you are advancing. Specifically.
And is it possible to manipulate yourself like that?
What do you mean?
Is it possible to manipulate oneself? Can one do that to himself?
So at first, when you hear it now, and also we read about it and you know these verses, our materials. So now you can already think about how you should relate to outcomes in cases where you invested and you wanted to get a certain result. So now you have to correct yourself and accept the specific result, not in the form of reality, the way it seems to you, but rather what the Creator is arranging for you. Good. So now you have work already to make it up, complete with yourself, with the Creator. Make peace with the Creator. Next time you'll have an even higher work. We'll talk about that. Well, yes.
Is there a place to try to interpret regarding the result? If there is some thought of from above, this direction or that direction is the correct one, or
from above? I don't even touch that. I don't relate to it. From above, I want to remain clean, pure. Let him do whatever he pleases, truly.
If I tried something and it's unsuccessful, can I say that I suppose the Creator doesn't want that to happen?
Who? You said, if I tried and I wasn't successful?
And I didn't succeed, so can I say that apparently this isn't the right direction I need to follow?
No, we're talking with these things, we're talking only about spiritual work. When we invest and we want to see results, spiritual results. Why am I thinking about it being spiritual if it is in this world? Because we are investing together. We want, in our Kli, having done some work, we want to receive a certain reward or a certain form. So here we're getting a very nice example. This is what he now told me in the elevator. He doesn't have good mood. And I was surprised. It's good that they can learn over you, my friend. It is an example. No, otherwise I wouldn't be talking about it. So it's all clear? Yeah? Good. So let's continue.
Okay, so on to the first part of the lesson.
So it ended up that who made the profit for sure from this entire process? We did. Well,